It was on this account that all who could afford the expense built castles to live in, with stone walls so thick that even the giants of Spore could not batter them down. And the children were not allowed to stray far from home, for fear some roving band of robbers might steal them and make their parents pay large sums for their safe return. Yet, for all this, the people of the enchanted Isle of Yew were happy and prosperous. No grass was greener, no forests more cool and delightful, no skies more sunny, no sea more blue and rippling than theirs. And the nations of the world envied them, but dared not attempt to conquer an island abounding in enchantments. End of chapter 2. The Enchanted Island of Yew by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 3. The Fairy Bower. That part of the Enchanted Isle which was kissed by the rising sun was called Dawna. The kingdom that was tinted rose and purple by the setting sun was known as Auriel, and the southland where fruits and flowers abounded was the kingdom of Plenta. Up at the north lay Heg, the home of the great barons who feared not even the men of Spore. And in the kingdom of Heg our story opens. Upon a beautiful plain stood the castle of the great Baron Merd, renowned alike in war and peace, and second in importance only to the king of Heg. It was a castle of vast extent, built with thick walls and protected by strong gates. In front of it sloped a pretty stretch of land, with the sea glistening far beyond, and back of it, but a short distance away, was the edge of the forest of Lurla. One fair summer day, the custodian of the castle gates opened a wicket and let down a drawbridge, when out trooped three pretty girls with baskets dangling on their arms. One of the maids walked in front of her companions, as became the only daughter of the mighty Baron Merd. She was named Cecily, and had yellow hair and red cheeks and big blue eyes. Behind her, merry and laughing, yet with a distinct deference to the high station of their young lady, walked Berna and Hilda, dark brunettes with mischievous eyes and slender, lithe limbs.